So what does a blue screen message mean? Where do they come from? Blue screen messages come from the kernel. The kernel is the thing that actually runs the operating system. And the blue screen message occurs when something bad happened to your kernel. The kernel detected that something bad happened and it doesn't know what to do next. When something bad happens in an application, the kernel can step in and say, "You, bad application," and terminate the application and clean up behind it and let the rest of the system keep running. But what happens when the kernel gets confused? There's nobody kernel can turn to and say, "Help, save me," because the kernel's the one running the show. So the best kernel can do is just put up a blue screen message saying, "Oh my goodness, things are really bad, I don't know how to fix it." Things with blue screens used to be more common, but then in Windows 2000 we introduced the driver verifier, which was a version of the kernel that you could target a specific driver and the kernel would do things to that driver that would put it into uncomfortable situations to see whether that driver would handle them properly. We ran every driver in Windows through driver verifier, ran all the third-party drivers to driver verifier. We found a ton of problems, a lot of bugs. When it turns out when you put drivers in stressful situations, stressful things happen. And that was really great because that let us flush out a whole bunch of bugs, and Windows 2000 ended up shipping with a vastly reduced number of blue screen errors compared to previous versions of Windows. And we've tried to keep it nice and clean. Driver verifier does a really good job of keeping people honest ever since.